Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Ah, grandchildren, you never know what they're going to say. Four-year-old Seth is looking out the window. He says, "It's raining so much, it's not supposed to rain. It's Sunday." Good point. His little brother Noah calls Seth Sess and Caleb Bubba. His tummy is his bumba. Cars are brum, brum. One of my grandkids told me, "Grandpa, you're bald. You look extinguished." Kids have such a different way of saying things. Erica says, "When my son was maybe 7 or 8, he asked me, 'Why do I always see signs that say penny saliva everywhere?' I had no idea what he was talking about until he pointed one out to me. We live in Pennsylvania, penny saliva." Jess says, "My son calls grated Parmesan cheese spaghetti sprinkles, and now our whole family calls it that." Shay says, "My 6-year-old claims her 8-year-old brother gives her migrating headaches." That would be migraines. To Tara's little one, detergent is laundry sauce. Laundry sauce. Claire's 3-year-old calls watches time bracelets. Reminds me of the joke, "Ever try eating a clock? It's time-consuming." Do kids in your life say something differently than you would say it? Emily's kids call the washing machine the wetter, as in the opposite of the dryer. Pretty good. Melody's daughter loves salad. Every time they go to a restaurant, she orders leaves and dip. Salad. One lady said, "Both my children were in tears upon discovering Grand Rapids, Michigan was not full of enormous bunnies." Grand Rabbits was how they had been pronouncing it. Rachel's daughter used to call school buses bumblebee trucks. If you've been in a school bus, you've experienced that buzz, haven't you? Jennifer says, "My kids call Toys R Us toys for us. They think it's called that and don't accept my corrections on the matter." Alyssa says, "Underground town is what my daughter calls cemeteries, and fooders were waitresses." Sarah says, "My 4-year-old calls spaghetti Sir Daddy." Our 6-year-old thinks we keep our food in the pine tree. The pantry, not to be confused with the huge evergreen right outside our kitchen door. Well, the words of kids are anything but normal. They say things so differently, it grabs our attention and makes us smile. I know adults, too, who have found different ways of saying things. I think of Chris. His words were once used to tear others down, to blaspheme. They brought division and divorce. And then a miracle happened. Chris believed in Jesus, accepted him as his Lord and Savior, and in time, God got a hold of Chris's tongue. For a living, Chris restores houses. Even better, he restores relationships by finding a different way of saying things. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." May we use our tongues to say things that aren't normally said. I talked with a girl who told me, "I never heard one word of encouragement growing up in our home." Wow. Let's go out of our way to encourage others, to build them up. Rather than complain, let's say things that aren't normally said, things we're thankful for, even when we don't feel like it, especially when we don't feel like it. All around us are people who could use a fresh infusion of words rightly spoken, life-giving words. Proverbs 15:4 says, "The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit." I'm told that an unchecked fire can double in size every minute. If your tongue is bringing division, destruction, and death, bring it to life by asking for forgiveness and help. God will help you find a different way to say things, which reminds me of the little guy who said, "My dog is non-apologetic." He meant hypoallergenic.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."